you for tuning in to the Teaching for the Culture podcast. This is your host, Bianca Goolsby, and I'm an education activist fighting for equity in education and justice for all students. Listen, so it's back to school time, and the children in Hillsborough County Public Schools is going back to school tomorrow, and several other school districts are starting back tomorrow here in Florida. And I am so excited to see all the pictures on my timeline, but I am also still grieving not being a teacher. And I wrote something and I posted it on my page and on my website. You can check it out at biancagoolsby.com/blog. The title of the article is My Back to School Truth, I'm Grieving. And I'm grieving because I really miss my students. And not just missing my students and being there for my students, but it's the fact that this system of public education is so corrupt. And there are so many people that are involved in this, that are complicit to what's going on. And I know that you guys can go visit the blog and read it for yourself. But for me, I believe that placing truth to power is when you speak it. And so I want to read my message out loud. As I watch my timeline, excited for the next school year, I am somewhat grieving. I fell in love with teaching. I enjoyed teaching students how to code and empowering them to generate money online. I enjoyed being a person my students felt safe with and a listening ear. As a new school year is approaching, I am reflecting on my school years and how it impacts my advocacy work. When I was teaching, I watched children bully one another, and it impacted me deeply. Growing up, I was bullied because I didn't quote-unquote fit in. My parents worked hard to remove me from toxic environments, not realizing that my own house was one. At school, I was bullied for my weight, my expansive vocabulary, and free spirit. I just wanted to be myself. But it was difficult for me, and it was easier to pretend. So I did. I wore a mask, and even then, I was bullied. I was called Oreo by the black kids because I talked white. And what does that even mean? My own family said that I wasn't black enough, and that when I moved to Florida, I became white. During this time, I went to therapy regarding my sexuality, carrying my father's hope that I could be quote-unquote normal. I prayed, and I wished that I could be the daughter he wanted. I consistently punished myself, even into adulthood, and our relationship was built on a crumbling foundation. These experiences are toxic, and I realize that our children still suffer from and deal with the same trauma I faced. This is why I enjoy teaching, and now advocacy. I am now able to be the advocate I needed when I was growing up. When I posted my op-ed, I stepped in my truth and became a fearless advocate for my kids and other teachers. I was bullied online for speaking my truth and exposing the corruption that is in the education system. My sorority sisters contributed to the bullying by posting me in a group and calling me a quitter and said that I didn't care about my kids. My former employer proactively called the media and lied. Meanwhile, white teachers write these types of pieces and they're celebrated and featured on Good Morning America. But that is for another blog. Anyway, I was willing to take all of this if it meant being a voice for our students and teachers. Our kids are suffering and are not able to reach their full potential. Systemic oppression is live and well in the education system. Our students' basic needs are not met, and many of them are suffering from unresolved trauma. We have a serious problem happening in our schools, and I pray the ancestors guide me for what's next. My fight for children is deeper than what many people originally thought. Our kids deserve so much better. As for now, I will continue to share my truth and transparency. As school starts again, please talk to our children. Please be intentional with your relationship with them. And please motivate our children to succeed. We need all hands on deck to change this around, and that starts with community. Now, I just want to say a special prayer to the teachers and to the students and administrators. Dear ancestors, I thank you for being in this space with you today. And I am praying for the students and teachers and administrators and the decision makers of our schools to make sure that they are doing things with the right intentions to positively impact and change the education system. I pray that our students have the mindset and the capability to learn. I pray that our students have all of their basic needs met in order for them to unlock their full potential. I pray that teachers have a voice. I pray that teachers have the resources and the equipment needed. I pray for the administrators that are making decisions on behalf of each campuses, and I pray that they do things with the best intentions to positively impact the students and the teachers working in the trenches. Amen. With that, I want to thank you for tuning in to today's Teaching for the Culture podcast. And until next time, peace.